I like to set up explosives. I like to watch big booms. I mean, who doesn't?
Oh, boy.
EOD is an explosive ordnance disposal. The easiest way is to describe it is pretty much to say it's the Army's bomb squad or the military's bomb squad. We are the ones that drive out there when an IED is found, and we try to disarm the roadside bomb. I think that's pretty much Afghanistan is where we first really have seen them. It is the number one killer of combat troops in Afghanistan. It's definitely our biggest threat. I'm Specialist Lackey from 725th EOD, and I'm from Fort Drum, from the Army, but originally from Palm Coast, Florida, and I'm currently in Afghanistan. The most important things I brought, my iPod, really huge into music. I brought my laptop. I watch a lot of movies, trade movies between everybody. The Hurt Locker is a very unrealistic movie. There's a moment in the movie where there's multiple 155 rounds strung together with deck cord, and he just pulls them out with the deck cord. 155 is not getting pulled by deck cord, especially four or five of them like the movie shows. Just not what an EOD tech would do, and I don't think it's physically possible. I collect coins. I did a mission in Gwazakwa, which is extremely close to the Pakistan border, and through locals, I've acquired a lot of rupees, which is pretty cool. I brought photos of myself, my dad, and my son, and my wife. The photo that's actually in the frame is myself and my son, and we got that picture taken maybe a month before I left for Afghanistan. The one on the left, day out with my son when he was 8-9 months old. I'm 21 now. My dog tags, and right there you can see it looks almost like a little thimble. It's actually an urn, and it's my father is in there. And I always bring it with me on every mission to have my father with me. I wasn't really close to my dad. It was maybe the last year before I joined the Army that I was really starting to get close to him. And I was away at training. When he died, I wasn't really a part of it. It just means something to me that he's around now because I finally became close to him. I didn't get to speak to him maybe the last couple weeks of his life because he was so sick that he couldn't even speak to me. He didn't remember who I was on the phone. I don't know, I guess that's almost me trying to show him what I am now, what I've become, and he only got to live through my training in the Army, so he actually never got to see me become an EOD tech, which is probably the biggest thing in my life right now. I think that's really the only thing I try to carry with me at all times, and I always feel it like right around my heart, so I just always feel like he's always there.